Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, Dr. Prather, why don't we start, like we usually do, with our COVID-19 update? Is there any insights on the COVID-19 vaccine and their efficacy?
Yes, there are. One of the big things we were talking about is that now we have two different companies that are coming out with the vaccines, and they're talking about over 90% effective. And one of the things that we were like, well, what does that mean? And the CEOs actually came out and said, we don't know.
We don't know what that means.
We don't know what that means, what it means by over 90% effective. And we have some clarifications along those lines. Mm-hmm. One, as they were doing the testing, it wasn't to test to see if it prevents the virus from you catching the virus. Mm-hmm. So all the people who were tested, were the subjects, had the virus. So it wasn't to test to see whether it prevents the virus or not.
Okay.
So that's not what they mean by the over 90% effectiveness. Mm-hmm. So what we are looking at is how it helps with symptoms. And what they did choose is people who had mild to moderate symptoms in the study. So it's not really showing that it's going to necessarily help with death rate, because they didn't, you know, they didn't pick severe patients to actually see how that would work. Mm-hmm. What they did say is that it helped with the symptoms. In other words, the people who had the vaccine had fewer symptoms of the virus than those who didn't.
Okay.
So that's what they're saying at this point. Now, how does that translate into the real world? Does this mean that the vaccine will prevent people from getting it? They're actually saying no. Will it actually help to save lives? We don't know, because it really wasn't tested on severe cases. Okay. So what we do know, well, of course, you're talking about a very small subject matter. So you're talking about, you know, subjects about 164 in the test, is that there's an indication that it will cut down on mild to moderate symptoms.
So. And usually vaccines are for, right, preventing?
Preventing getting it.
So this is
You know, the influenza vaccine is kind of like an exception. Mm-hmm. At the best, it had about a 40% improvement. And one of the main things that they said is it cuts down on symptoms. When you're talking about a measles vaccine, that actually gives you immunity. Mm-hmm. For the SARS coronavirus 2 that we're talking about, at this point, it just means that your symptoms might be less.
Okay.
So
yeah, I don't know if that's going to be discouraging to people. Or
Well, you know, we don't know if it cuts down on death rate or not. That's going to be something that we're going to have to see. Mm-hmm. People can take heart that it did seem to have some effect on it, but they are not claiming that this will prevent you from getting it, or they're not really claiming at this point that it will cut down on the possibilities of death associated with it.
So that's why it's so important to keep your immunity up, your immune system
strong. Well, yeah, and you don't want to, in other words, it's not quite as banner waving as what we were hoping for. Mm-hmm. You know, if we had had something where it came out and said it's 90% effective in preventing you from getting it, you know, it would be time to throw out the confetti.
Right.
Or
stay inside.
If it came out that it was over 90% effective in cutting down deaths associated with that, that would be another confetti time. Mm-hmm. So those were kind of our hopes, and you know, that is not what that means at this point. What it does completely mean, we'll see, but we'll take it from there.
So what's happening to the numbers on SARS coronavirus infections?
Well, we've hit 10 million confirmed cases, and we have reached 250,000 deaths at this point. Mm. And the numbers are ticking up quite quickly, the number of people who are actually getting it. But as we had said at the beginning, we knew that at this time that would be happening. Mm-hmm. Because people's immunity goes down at this point with lowered vitamin D, nutritionally, all sorts of different types of factors on that. That's why it's influenza season. is because people's immunity drop. And so there's a definite uptick in the number of people who are getting it, and that's something that we actually expected. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I would like people, as we're talking about that, they did some studies on pregnant women where they would have to get tested for the SARS coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And one thing that showed up as they were doing that is that there is a much greater probability that a lot more people have the virus than actually what's reported. So the CDC is actually saying that the number probably is about 10 times greater than the 10 million.
Okay.
So we're talking about 100 million Americans out of about 330 million. So, which is actually, a much larger amount and makes the death rate, the percentage of death rate, mm-hmm. much, much lower as you're looking at that. And then the other thing that's important to understand is that 94% of the people who died of the 250,000 mm-hmm. are dying from very strong comorbidities. In other words, they were in last stages of death. And 6% of the people who are actually dying are dying directly from the from the COVID-19, the coronavirus, which puts it at about 15,000. So I want to put things in perspective and let people kind of cut down a little bit on the fear.
Right, right. Well, let's go into masks. How effective are mask mandates in helping to fight COVID-19?
Well, one of the things is we've had mask mandates, in a lot of different states and in several different countries, and we've been able to watch the numbers at this point to see how effective, they say that they've done studies and it shows conclusively that they work, but the big statistics don't really show it up. Mm. That there really hasn't been, whether you had a mask mandate or if you didn't have a mask mandate, it didn't seem to really affect the COVID-19 cases. Mm. So, there's some really question on how effective that is. And it could be maybe that the masks aren't the problem, but people's compliance. Mm-hmm. But the mask mandates at this point haven't really shown to be effective in actually stopping or slowing down the virus at this
I'm
point.
I'm finally not complaining about wearing it because it's getting cold out. And it's Or if you're having a bad hair day just bad face day, you can cover up half your face.
Well, I mean, one thing is I've kind of found a mask that I'm not complaining about.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't like the others.
Right.
So I've actually found a comfortable mask that works that, I don't know how it works, but at least it doesn't bother me.
Well, how has the pandemic affected hand washing?
Well, I thought this was really interesting. 40% of Americans didn't used to wash their hands after going to the bathroom before the pandemic.
40%.
Yeah, think about that as you shake someone's hand. But
which they would admit that, huh?
Yeah, they actually admitted it. Now, 78% of people wash their hands at least 6 times a day, or more.
Okay.
So, hand washing has gone right through the roof. So that's a good thing. And then also, there's been a 470% increase in hand sanitizer sales.
470%? We are in the wrong profession.
Yeah, yeah. So people have clean hands, if nothing else.
And very dry.
And very dry.
They need their moisturizer after that.
Yeah, I wonder how the moisture. I didn't hear about the moisturizer cells, so we'll have to see. Wait, and we'll find out.
Well, what puts people at greater risk, with COVID-19? And, we do structure function care at the Prather practice. We're helping people build and strengthen their immune system.
Mm-hmm.
People want to be healthy, especially this has brought up that.
Oh, it really has.
Yeah.
And a lot of the things that we're looking at, vitamin D, mm-hmm. vitamin A, zinc are critical, vitamin C. So those types of things, are really critical, and they find that has a big effect. So really trying to get your own immune system up and making sure that you're covered along those lines is really one thing that we feel that they should be really promoting.
And we check that through blood work.
We can actually check that and find out exactly where that is. And then also, you're talking about the comorbidities. The biggest one is kidney failure, heart disease, lung problems, diabetes, all those different types of things go in. And one of the major things that you have to look at, and one thing they're talking about, is morbid obesity. That's actually a really big problem, and something that, as we're getting into the holidays and in January, that's something that people are looking to, and really people should be trying to figure out how to get their weight under control.
Right, you know, if you want to protect yourself not only from the COVID-19 but from all disease, you know, I think it's important getting on a medically supervised fat loss program. You know, it's one of the best ways that you, and the best thing you can do for your health right now.
Well, it has so many different types of effects. I mean, you're talking about, you know, cutting down on type 2 diabetes, helps with cardiovascular disease, really helps with almost everything. Mm-hmm. If you are obese, that increases your chances for disease and illness in all those different types of areas. And it's something that people can really do something about. And the other thing would be quit smoking, too. Mm-hmm. You know, all those things that you look at, you know, all the things that your mom told you to do are important types of steps to keep your health where it needs to be.
So coming up next, we're going to tell you exactly how to do that with our 6 keys for healthy fat loss.
Excellent.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology.
One of the chiropractic friends who is a soft tissue expert, his textbook, Soft Tissue Therapy, is the one used in medical schools, heavily used as sort of the Bible for soft tissue work. And as soon as he saw rapid release, he switched all of his treatments over to the rapid release because it's much easier on the doctor. You get quicker results, less painful, much better compliance. So when people would be coming in for the grass and they would be going, I like the results, but I don't know if I really want to do that. Whereas with rapid release, they come running in and really want that done.
Because yeah, they ask like, for it.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we got you cured, but can I have it again anyway?
Well, many patients have bought them.
It's an amazing device and incredible results. It's a great way to get your body relaxed and get those aches and pains out of your system.
As you're using the rapid release, you can see people go into that deep breathing and going more into that, what we call the parasympathetic mode or the rest and digest.
Really switches and has a huge effect on the nervous system.
And the sessions aren't long. You just do a few minutes in each area.
One of the patients recently with a massage therapist, as she was doing a massage on him, she's going, boy, I'm just having trouble really getting this released. I walked out, got the rapid release, and she did it. And the patient was like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. And she was saying, you know, I got to use that more. To get those problem areas, it works so much quicker, so much easier. It just takes off all the stress of me trying to really work that out. And it's easier on the patient, too.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Since 1893, the Wheeler Mission has been ministering to the homeless, poor, and needy in central Indiana. The Prather Practice is honored to be partnering with the Wheeler Mission to help meet the immediate needs of those they serve, and we're inviting you to partner along with us. Right now, the Wheeler Mission has a need for masks, bottled water, and new unopened underwear in all sizes for men, women, and children. The Prather Practice is now collecting these items for the Wheeler Mission, and you can drop off items at our office at 8902 North Meridian, Suite 101. The Wheeler Mission exists to provide Christ-centered programs and services to the homeless and those in need. Their vision is to see every man, woman, and child they serve equipped to be productive citizens who enjoy lasting success in Christ. Your gift turns this vision into reality. Learn more about the work of the Wheeler Mission and how you can help by visiting their website at wheelermission.org.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
that I would not.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Today we're talking about the six keys to healthy fat loss. And we have Dr. Prather here, of course. And we also have John, who is our DTS weight loss coach at the Prather Practice. Welcome, John. Well,
thank you for having me.
Great to have you. And you're going to have some input in our weight loss discussion. So, Dr. Prather, what is healthy fat loss?
Well, one of the things that I like to emphasize is that we're really not about weight loss. Mm-hmm. We don't really care about what you weigh. It's the fat percentage that's important, because we are all about homeostasis, and there is a perfect homeostasis or balance on how much fat you should have in your system. Because if you have too much fat, then it creates a whole cycle. It changes how your brain function, it changes your physiology, it changes your hormones, it changes your pH. It's a very devastating type of thing. Increases insulin resistance, cardiovascular disease, increased chances of cancer. So it's the fat percentage more important than it is the actual weight. So that's why I like to emphasize fat loss, not weight loss.
And last week we talked about the BCA, the body comp analysis, and how we can measure body fat percentage on that, and how we don't really take into account the BMI.
Right. Body mass index is not really an accurate way at all of finding out whether you should be losing some fat percentage or not.
Yeah, and that's the standard most medical professionals go off of.
Sure.
And unfortunately, it's just what we believe is not a true accurate number. It doesn't take into a lot of consideration, such as muscle size. For me, for example, I'm considered, if we went off of BMI, morbidly obese, but my body fat percentage would say otherwise, just because of the muscle size that I have on myself. So,
Right.
Yeah. So let's talk about
The fat loss is really important. But interestingly enough, as you do most diets, you increase your fat percentage. Because most diets, when you go on them, when you're trying to lose weight, you don't lose fat usually. What you do is you lose fat muscle at the beginning, or even organ tissue. That's where you start to get the problems that start to occur on that. So like I talked about last time, we had a gentleman who was bragging about how he had lost 30 pounds on the Atkins diet. And what was nice about it is we had just done his body composition analysis before, and he was at a 32% body fat percentage. And after he had done the Atkins diet, he had lost almost 30 pounds, but he went from a 32 to a 38%.
So he increased in his body fat percentage.
Body fat percentage, because he had lost muscle. And as soon as he went off of it, he put back on his muscle because the body was trying to get that back there. But he kept the same fat percentage. So oftentimes, whenever they've done research, they always find that people who do diets, who do weight loss programs, are always, after 5 years, fatter, have a higher fat percentage than if they had never done a diet before. So most diets are going to make you fatter, not skinnier.
And
you
have
lose
the word,
weight.
We're dying them.
Dying them. So
D-I-E.
you need to really be aware of really going after it and seeing exactly how to lose the fat.
Okay. Well, let's talk about those six keys. So we're talking about today, six keys to healthy fat loss. What are they, Dr. Prather?
Thermogenesis, hormones, you know how your endocrine system's working, your gut health, toxicity, the brain image that you have, and then calories versus nutrients.
All
so
right.
Those are the big keys to really getting where you want to be.
Well, let's talk about what is meant by calories versus nutrients.
Well, one of the biggest problems that people have nowadays, because you know we're looking at an explosion of obesity in America. No pun intended, it's getting to be a very big problem.
Another pun. He thinks he's funny.
Well, if we go back to the 1970s, a very small percentage of people were obese. Mm-hmm. We really didn't have that problem back in that time. We had some of the states were hitting about 10% for a obesity issue.
This is in the 1970s.
Now there isn't a state that's that hits 10%. That's considered amazing. Mm-hmm. The lowest state, I believe, is Colorado. That's hitting at about a 25%. Mm-hmm. But you've got Mississippi. That's 65% of the people are obese.
65%.
65%. So it's gone. Mm-hmm. And Mississippi was the highest one in 1975 at 10%.
Wow.
And now it's 65%. What the heck happened?
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago. So one of the things that has occurred is that we have gotten into a lot more toxins, but we've also reduced the amount of nutrients per calories. Mm. So when you eat what's called empty calories, Those are really where you don't have the nutrients that is necessary to process the food. Even though you're taking in the calories, you're still hungry because you don't have the zinc, you don't have the B vitamins, you don't have the vitamin C, and so it's not able to process it. So even though you're taking in a lot of calories, you are not able to process it, so you're still hungry, and that food isn't really burned properly, so it's converted into fat. So that's one of the major types of issues that you're talking about with this. So one of the things that people really need to start doing is starting to eat nutritional food that has proper nutrients in it to really be able to, one, be satiated, and then also keep that food from being turned into fat. Mm-hmm. So the nutrient quality per calorie is one of the most important things that you could do to maintain a healthy weight.
So why is reduction of calories important for fat loss?
Now, it is very important because if you're talking about all the different types of factors, and you can talk about this even better than I can, John, people say, I'm going to exercise my way into losing weight. You know, how successful is that?
Not very. It's all about the food. It's the whole saying of abs are made in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, so
abs are made in the kitchen.
Yes, the abs are made in the kitchen.
Yeah, so it really comes down to, if you want proper weight loss, is what you're eating and what you're putting into your body.
Sure.
One thing I tell any of the clients is if you look at what's in the ingredients of a food, if there's more that you cannot pronounce than you can pronounce, then that's empty calories.
That's empty calories. You're absolutely right.
It's just your body doesn't know what to do with those things, so it stores it as fat. Whenever your body doesn't know how to utilize any kind of calories or any kind of food, it stores it as fat.
Yeah, absolutely. And so really you have to cut down on your portions.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be...
And that's a better way to look at it, cut down on the portions.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Right. Really mm-hmm. trying to look at that. And you will find that you will be less hungry the higher the nutrient value is of the food.
Mm-hmm. And you've talked about fiber.
Fiber, very important.
Mm-hmm. So what role does toxicity play in fat loss?
The toxicity, and that's why I kind of group those two together, because the empty calories, almost all the empty calorie types of mm-hmm. things, are also extremely toxic. So what mm-hmm. does a fat cell, what does the body do with toxins that it has no idea what to do with it? If it can't process it through the liver, then it has to look at a whole nother way of actually dealing with it. So the body has a mechanism to put them into fat cells. So one of the things is toxicity itself, even though if you cut down on the calories, you know, on how much you're eating, if you're eating poor quality food with a lot of toxins in it, it's still going to go into fat. You're not going to be losing that because the body doesn't know how to deal with a lot of the man-made toxins that are in there. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to just put it into fat cells.
And don't we find that in sugar-free things? There's more toxins and more chemicals
mm-hmm.
In your... sugar-free sodas, sugar-free gum.
They are finding that's one of the worst things and is a really, all these diet drinks and all those types of things mm-hmm. really make you fatter. And they've proven that time and time again. So going with the non-sugar type of substitutes, not a good way of approaching anything.
So what is wrong with our food supply, you know, toxicity-wise?
Well, you know, I hate to say this, but corporations are the ones who are guiding that whole process. And corporations are not people, and usually they don't have the best in mind for you. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I use as an illustration is fiber is really, really good for you. Sugar is really, really bad. Mm-hmm. So what they do in processed foods is they take off all the fiber as much as they can, and they increase the sugar levels. Why? Because sugar makes you hungry, fat satiates.
You mean fiber?
I mean fiber. Fiber satiates, mm-hmm. Sugar makes you hungrier. So the more sugar you put in, the more you're going to eat, the more money they make. And they found that adding sugar to certain products has increased the sales of a lot of products by 35% just because they added sugar and took out the fiber. Mm-hmm. So they do not have your best in mind. Do not trust corporations to take care of you, mm-hmm. because they are not going to. They're trying to make you eat more and to not get the satisfaction of the, you know, to satiation. Mm-hmm. So do not trust corporations. What you need to do is most of your food should be coming from farmers, mm-hmm. not from corporations.
Or if you're the grocery store, you stay on the outside.
Outside, right.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, more on the 6 keys to healthy fat loss.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I'm a little fat. I went to the doctor. He told me I had to lose 100 pounds. I'm out of shape, folks. I sweat in a cold shower. That's out of shape. 3 weeks ago, I pulled a muscle at the buffet. That's out of shape. Oh, is that ham? Oh, God. I should have stretched. Oh. Oh, feel the burn. Feel the burn. Oh, is that pizza? I gotta go. Hold on.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
If you have some underlying health conditions, there are some flu shots that are better than others. So one of the things I would really recommend before you get your flu shot is not just kind of walk in someplace. There's a lot of different types of flu shots, and some of them are better for some people and some of them are better for others. Consult your physician, find out what type of flu shot is best for you. If you have had any type of neurological or reactions before with the flu shot, mm-hmm. or any types of vaccinations, you should be cautious about that. Guillain-Barré is something that we have treated quite a few people with in our office, which came directly from a flu shot. So if you are showing any type of sensitivity or had sensitivity in the past, that is something that you should discuss with your doctor and make sure that the flu shot is the very best thing for you, or it may not be.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At the Prather Practice, we recommend 3 affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in the body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Toolkit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Toolkit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at the Prather Practice by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna kill my head.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about the 6 keys to healthy fat loss. And we talked already about toxicity is one of those keys, and calories versus nutrients. Mm-hmm. Let's talk now about the role of hormones. What role do hormones play in weight loss?
Extremely important. An example would be, I had a patient came in, and she was overweight and really concerned about it, did some blood tests, and she was wanting to get started in a dietary program. And she showed up that she was hypothyroid. I said, you know, it's going to be completely useless to be starting you on a diet program until we get your hormones set. Mm-hmm. So hormones really make a tremendous difference on whether people can lose weight or not. So we got her thyroid all set to where it should be, and she lost 60 pounds.
Wow, just by having her hormones balanced.
Just by getting her thyroid mm-hmm. balanced. And she didn't change her diet, she didn't do anything, she hadn't even started on it. All of her friends were wanting to come in and lose 60 pounds. Uh-huh. And take those few supplements to accomplish that. Uh-huh. But, you know, of course, but it's different for every people. We can have a situation where people are low on their adrenals, it could be a low pituitary. In other words, any type of a shift along those lines can really throw that off. I've had a gentleman who I knew, we just got his testosterone up to par, and he lost 25 pounds just simply by getting his testosterone balanced out. Mm. So the two things that control everything are the nervous system and the endocrine system. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the first thing that you have to do is get the endocrine system balanced, and then we'll also be talking about the nervous system, and then we can kind of figure that all out from there.
So how are the hormones evaluated?
The best way is blood work. So this is not something that we're guessing at. This is something that we know, you mm-hmm. know, on what's going on. And we can know exactly what every single portion of your hormones are doing. We can get in there and really break it down and see what's happening. And then we know how to naturally bring that back into par. And that's an important part of what we do. And that's something that's unique within our office, that we can really make a big difference on a natural type of basis to really bring those hormones back into balance. And one of the interesting things is that the hormones, very few people are balanced. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the things that we find as we really check that out. There's very few people that have a good working endocrine system and a balanced hormonal system. And again, we're all about homeostasis. Bring that back into a normal, and it's amazing how many things are corrected. So we won't start a fat loss program.
Yeah,
we're not going to start a fat loss program until we know what your endocrine system, what your hormones are doing.
So what's your view? I hear this a lot of people ask about bioidentical hormones.
Right, and that's one of the things that people talk quite a bit about, and there's mm-hmm. a lot of people promoting that. Bioidentical hormones are bioidentical. So what they've done is they've made them exactly like your natural hormones, which sounds like a really good idea. Very effective, you can get some very quick results, but extremely dangerous. Mm. Why? Because you're talking about 64 different hormones, major hormones, that have an interrelationship with one another. If you just throw one hormone, it affects all the others. So there's a whole cascade along those lines, and you can really cause some extreme damage. I've had a gentleman who came in who was on some bioidentical hormones, and his immune system, his white blood cell count should be running about 5.0 to 5.5, and he was at a 1.0, and he was in real danger. One of the things that they've found, that women who, they've done experiments, and they've done 6 of them, and they ran them, and they stopped them every single time because of the increased risk of cancer was just out the roof. Mm-hmm. There were people who were dying who were in the studies along those lines. And they stopped them because of that. I can't tell you how many, I can think of 6 women who were in my office who were getting their hormones balanced, And they said that they were going to go for bioidentical hormones, you know, because it was quicker, easier.
And that's something we do not do here.
We do not do here.
It's not natural. It's not a natural.
It's not a natural type of way of doing it.
People think that bioidentical is natural.
It has nothing to do with natural. And they all six wound up getting cancer. So your chances of getting cancer are very, very high. Less than that is the pharmaceuticals that are given out. There's much less risk pharmaceutically, the normal pharmaceuticals that you can get with any of those different types of pharmaceuticals along those lines. You still have a risk for cancer, but much less than bioidenticals. And people think because it's very close, then it's gentler to the body. It's totally not true. So pharmaceuticals, and then you take it a step down, and when you're starting to deal with it naturally, then it actually reverses the risk for cancer.
Well, let's talk about
that.
How do you treat hormones?
Well, what we do is there are, like, let's say you need thyroid. Well, we give thyroid organ. You need pituitary. We give some organ tissues of pituitary. Also, there are different types of herbals. So we can do either with animal organs, adrenals, thyroid, pituitary, those types of things to get that worked out. But then there's also herbals that you can use. Chas tree is excellent for the pituitary. And there are many different types of herbals that you can utilize. And then the organs, you do the combinations along with homeopathy. Mm-hmm. So we have three different ways of approaching it and see which one is the best for each individual. And what's great about that is that the body takes it into your system, utilizes it how it wants to, and you're still talking about body regulation. Mm-hmm. What's the safest way is if the doctor takes over the regulation of the hormones, it's dangerous. If the body's doing the regulation, it knows how to move it back and forth, it knows how to do the subtle changes, and if you do that, it's a very safe way, and you're bringing the body closer into homeostasis with the herbals, homeopathics, and the organ tissues, so that you are more protected from diseases and cancer than the other way.
Okay. Well, let's go on and talk about another key to healthy fat loss. And John, you can probably chime in on this one with our HCG program, but it's the brain. What role does the brain play with body composition? Because I know the HCG works on the hypothalamus.
Right.
So, if you want to talk about that, Dr. Prather, and I know John will probably want to chime in too.
Certainly. See, the body has an image of what you should be.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it will fight any type of a shift along that, whether you're at a good weight or a bad weight. Once it gets used to that, it imprints it into the brain, and the area that it imprints that is the hypothalamus. And if you're trying to change that, it fights it. So, oftentimes, when you get to be morbidly obese or obese, and you've been that way for a little while, the body is achieving a homeostasis that is not good for you. So, the thing that you have to do is you have to go up there, and then you have to change the hypothalamus, the brain image of what you are, to be able to lose weight.
Mm-hmm. And John, do you want to talk a little bit about our HCG weight loss program?
Yeah. So our DTS HCG program, what's wonderful about that is first it's medically supervised, but what we're able to do with HCG is trick the brain function, trick the hypothalamus into only eating at fat cells. So as Dr. Prather said at the beginning of the radio program, weight loss is not what we're after, it's fat loss that we're after.
Mm.
The body will focus on eating muscle, focus on eating organ tissue, and then focus on fat. With the HCG, we're tricking the body into only focusing on the fat cells and leaving alone the muscle tissue, leaving alone the organ tissue. Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't know what HCG is, it's the hormone that women give off when they're pregnant. That's how we test for pregnancy, how people test mm-hmm. for pregnancy. But why that occurs is it's the woman's body telling it not to eat any muscle tissue or organ tissue so it doesn't reabsorb the baby. So using that science, we're able to, once again, trick the brain into focusing just on that fat storage.
Mm, interesting.
Because the HCG targets the hypothalamus.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will allow it, it will reset. So what we're trying to do is, as people are on an HCG, now we can also give hypothalamus tissue. We can also give homeopathics along those lines. So we can do, in other words, we can approach it through a lot of ways. The more powerful way is, of course, the shots. But we do have alternatives if that doesn't work the best for someone.
Mm-hmm.
But what we always have to do is we have to target the hypothalamus, get the hypothalamus reset.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're on the HCG and you're losing that fat percentage, the hypothalamus is an open and can kind of say, okay, I'm going to allow the body to change. So it doesn't, in other words, the body's not fighting the fat loss like mm-hmm. it usually does. So, and then once you get down to the lower level, then if you can get that hypothalamus reset, it's much easier to maintain that type of a life, you know, that positioning.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, if you don't reset the hypothalamus, then you have to, the way that you maintain your health, as I've seen this many times and demonstrated, is that they then have to stay on a very low calorie diet the rest of their life, which has its own types of problems and really doesn't do the job. We can get you down to where you need to be and then reset that hypothalamus, and then the body's working for you, not against you.
Okay, when we come back, more on 6 keys to healthy fat loss.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Is vitamin A important to prevention of cancer?
Very much so. There are a couple things that vitamin A is very important for. The two biggies is it boosts the immune system, and then it also is very important to epithelial cells. That's like skin cells, that's the lining in all the organs. The most common cancers actually come from that epithelial cells. And also the most dangerous cancers come from epithelial cells. And one of the things is it's been proven that low vitamin A causes a problem with the reproduction of those epithelial cells and leads to a lot of the cancers that actually occur.
Mm.
So one, you're talking about the cell proliferation with low vitamin A, and then also a suppression of the immune system, two of the biggest things that actually kick off cancer. So vitamin A is actually considered the cancer preventative vitamin. Very, very important. So when you're talking about cancer, if you're trying to prevent it, vitamin A is really absolutely essential. And if you are going through treatments with cancer, one of the things that occurs is when you're actually doing chemo, radiation, those types of things, it really destroys vitamin A. So most people's vitamin A drops dramatically when they're going through cancer treatments.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the big things that we do, is we help people maintain the health of their system and keep everything up. Part of the things that we see when people are on chemo radiation is all of a sudden, you know, their immune system drops. And then also, as their immune system drops, also their liver becomes toxic. If we can get the vitamin A levels up along with a lot of other things, all of a sudden that immune system starts to pop back up. It also helps with anemia because it helps with iron absorption. And then also it really helps to keep the liver functioning, because if you're low on vitamin A, one of the things is that the liver becomes damaged because it's not functioning properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the toxicity levels increase. The three things that we always look in cancer, we always need to make sure that those liver enzymes are balanced and high. We also need to make sure the immune system's working right and that anemia isn't starting to develop. If you can keep those three things up, your chance of survival goes up quite dramatically with cancer. It's part of the things that we do. And then after the people go through cancer, we always try to keep up this, that so we don't get a reoccurrence. Mm-hmm. So any type of a cancer treatment, preventing, during, and then after, vitamin A is very important to watch.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about the six keys to healthy fat loss. We talked about calories versus nutrients, toxicity, the brain, and hormones. We're going to talk on this segment, thermogenesis and gut health. So, Dr. Prather, what is thermogenesis?
That's your ability to burn up calories. Mm-hmm. Remember when you were young, you could eat whatever you want to and you just burned them like crazy?
My 20s, too.
Great. Yeah, it was easy. And then all of a sudden, as we got older, that ability to burn those calories goes down. Mm-hmm. So people need to always, you know, as we're coaching and helping people weight loss, how quickly people burn calories is one of the major things. And if you can increase that, that really helps out tremendously with the fat loss.
So why are there different levels, different people?
And there are very different levels that
some
go on.
Some people burn it easier.
One of the things, there's inherited, there's all sorts of things that go on in that. But interestingly enough, if you are heavier, you know, like if you are morbidly obese and you have a 40% body fat versus someone who has a 20% body fat and you eat a big meal. For someone who is at 20% body fat, there's a 75% increase in their thermogenesis when they eat a big meal. Whereas someone who is at 40% usually only has a 10% increase in their thermogenesis.
Wow.
So a very interesting factor on that is a higher fat percentage that you have, the lower your thermogenesis. The leaner that you are, the higher your thermogenesis.
Okay, well, let's say something positive.
Well, guess what? We can change that.
Right.
So we have the ability and we understand how to work things so that you increase your thermogenesis. And there's many different ways. One, there's supplements we can take that can increase that. So mm-hmm. we know which ones are very helpful. We have diets that increase thermogenesis, and there's also exercise that can increase thermogenesis. So that is something that it can be manipulated and brought into a better alignment for it. But it's something that people need to be aware of. The higher the fat percentage, the less thermogenesis you have, the leaner you are, the more thermogenesis. So it's kind of like a self-perpetuating type of thing.
Yeah, and we talked about the importance of just moving, you know.
Right.
Getting up and moving and is very important.
And people need coaching on all this. This is you know, if this is kind of discouraging to people, it's why diets don't work, because mm-hmm. people don't understand. They don't understand the science of it, and it has to be medically supervised, and that's what we provide here.
Yeah, that's what's nice with John,
right.
You know, with the coaching. You meet with people how often?
On a weekly basis, but also texting almost every day. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I know it's a little off topic, but a lot of people have things that are holding them back emotionally as well. So
triggers.
Yep. There's things that we address with that coaching as well mm-hmm. that cause those triggers and cause that poor eating habits.
Mm. So we talked about thermogenesis. What about gut health? Why is gut health important for fat loss?
Well, if you are going through, one, how many calories you absorb, also how all the nutrients that are involved, and we have found people whose gut health was the major reason that they weren't losing weight. And it's a very important type of thing that you get that evaluated. And many times that was the deciding factor on what was going on. So your gut, which makes absolute sense, helps to control your weight.
Mm-hmm. Well, what role does fiber play?
Fiber is probably the most important thing, because fiber How much fiber you take into your gut will determine what kind of microbiome you have in your gut. Mm-hmm. So they have found, if you want to find the very best way that always proves, now most diets don't work at all, but anytime that you increase the amount of fiber in your diet, people automatically start losing weight. And they didn't completely understand why, but there's several different factors. One, it moves things quicker through the gut. It increases your nutrients. Fiber also satiates the appetite. So fiber will actually decrease your appetite, for first off, so that you're not eating as much. Two, you get more nutrients because you're taking fiber in, because fiber helps nutrients to be absorbed into the gut. And then also fiber, there are two different basic kinds of microbiome in your gut. That's healthy gut material. And one of them is the kind that converts food into calories. And then the other one is more for nutrients. And the fiber stimulates the one versus the other. And a perfect balance on that is 50-50. 50% for nutrient uptake and 50% for getting the nutrients into the system. Most people, as we've been testing gut, 98% is calorie absorption microbiome. So what should be a 50-50 split, most people have 98%, 2%. The best one that we've ever tested on what percentage is mine, and I have a 70-30 split because I take in a lot of fiber into my diet. I still have work to do, but I'm still the best that we've ever found.
98% to 2%. Wow.
Right. So increasing the fiber, and you should be taking in, most people are taking in 75 grams of sugar a day and only about 10 grams of fiber. And you should switch those. Mm-hmm. There should be about 15 grams of sugar that you're taking in, about 75 grams of fiber.
Isn't refined sugar too addictive?
Refined sugar is satisfying,
like,
yes.
Just being addicted to anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it really satiates, and if you can get, if you are eating the same amount of food, okay, two people are eating the same amount of food. One has the normal type of gut, 98%, 2%. The other person has a 50-50 split. He is taking in from the same food 50% less calories and about 50% more nutrients of the food than the person who has a 98 and 2%. So you're getting 50% more nutrients from your food because of the fiber, and you are getting 50% less calories from what you're eating.
But you're saying you don't see anybody at 50-50.
Don't see anybody at 50-50, and that's where we should be. That's because our fiber levels are so low. That's why you went to Africa, what did you see there? Was anybody?
Everybody, yeah, healthy teeth. And I was in the village.
Right.
The villages.
Where they actually eat like they're supposed to.
Uh-huh.
With a high fiber diet. Nobody was fat. Mm-hmm. And they could eat as much as they want.
Mm-hmm.
They probably, if we did a stool kit on them, they were a 50-50 split on the microbiome.
Interesting. And they're
that's
a third world country.
And a third world country.
Wow. And then you test this through...
GI stool kit.
GI stool kit we do here at the Prather Practice, and tells you a lot of information. It's covered by insurance.
Correct.
So what role does digestive enzymes play?
Well, if you don't have the enzymes in your system, you're not going to digest your food, you're not going to get the nutrients, and most of that food will be turned into toxins.
So do you have digestive enzymes that you recommend?
We do. We can check exactly what's wrong. Mm-hmm. So with the stool kit, we can find out if the hydrochloric acid, if the pancreatic enzymes, all those types of things are working. If they're not, we fix them.
So we talked today the six keys to healthy fat loss: thermogenesis, hormones, gut health, toxicity, brain, and calories versus nutrients. All right. Thank you, Dr. Prather. A very informative show.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.